This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for jazz. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. And we're going to start off tonight's show with a tribute to the late, great George Duke.
Why don't you start my band?
I like a round ball. That feels good. That white can't do nothing.
Yeah, Frank Zappa. One of my favorite Frank Zappa's tracks is one of my favorite compositions of Frank's. Very, very complex. And showing off the great work, the great keyboard playing and vocals of George Duke, who passed away this week. So we heard from Frank Zappa from the album One Size Fits All, and we heard Inca Roads. And before that, we heard from George Duke himself, from the album Faces in Reflections, and we heard the track Capricorn. Faces in Reflection, that was recorded back in 1974, featuring George Duke on keys and vocals, Leon Chancellor on drums, and John Hurd on bass. And on that Frank Zappa track from the album One Size Fits All, Inca Roads, featured on that track with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, is Frank Zappa on vocals and guitar, George Duke on keyboards, vocals, and synthesizer, Ruth Underwood playing that mad, great marimbas and vibes, and Tom Fowler on bass, and Chester Thompson on drums, and voices as well. Chester Thompson, a great drummer, and also a great Hammond B3 player, played with Tower Power, Phil Collins, and many others. But that is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, and we played those two tracks in tribute to the great George Duke, who passed away at age 67. I think he passed away on August 5th. All right, I just returned from the Newport Jazz Festival. We had a great time. It was one of the best festivals. I've been covering that Jazz Fest for the last 5 or 6 years, and I'd have to say this is one of the best Newport Jazz Festivals I've been to, and it kind of centered around Wayne Shorter because it was his 80th birthday. And so Wayne Shorter took the stage on Saturday with his regular quartet, and with Herbie Hancock as a special guest, and they started out with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter doing a duet together, and then the quartet, Wayne Shorter's regular quartet, came on and did their thing. And then at the end, Herbie Hancock came back on and kind of played along with their regular piano player. And the two of them sat down at the piano together, Danilo Perez and Herbie Hancock, and four hands and one piano. It was pretty cool. We're going to play a little bit of Wayne Shorter from a composition that he played at the show. And this is called Zero Gravity. Thank you. Terrence Blanchard from his brand new CD entitled Magnetic. And we heard the track called Pet Step Sitter's Theme Song. Strange title for a track. Terrence Blanchard, a brand new CD that features Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, a fine, really versatile, great piano player. His name's Fabian Almazan. We've seen him in New York City a couple times playing with some other artists and always impressed us. Kendrick Scott on drums. Bryce Winston on tenor sax. No, on that track they had Ravi Coltrane sat in on tenor sax for that one. Lionel Lewicki on guitar. And on bass, Joshua Crumbly on bass. Magnetic from Terrence Blanchard. And Terrence Blanchard was at the Newport Jazz Festival, and he put on just a fiery show, a really great set. And at the end, Herbie Hancock came back on to sit in on their version of Wayne Shorter's Footprints, one of my favorite Wayne Shorter compositions. But it was done there at Newport by Terrence Blanchard and Herbie Hancock. It was a thrill to see those two together, but it was a really thrill to see Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock back together. A great duo going back to Miles Davis's great quintet of the mid-60s. Before the Terrence Blanchard track, you heard something from Wayne Shorter from his new album, Without a Net, and we heard the track called Zero Gravity to the 10th Power. And Wayne Shorter's quartet, as it appeared on Newport and on this record, is Wayne Shorter on tenor and soprano sax, Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And they were really in fine form at the Newport Jazz Festival. Wayne Shorter, usually in his later years, has played very reservedly, kind of reserving his playing for a few quick flutter of notes here and there. But at Newport this year, he was really at it, playing very aggressively and playing a lot of notes rather than a few well-placed notes, let's say. So that was a thrill over at Newport Jazz Festival. We're going to continue on with our recap of the 2013 Newport Jazz Fest. Robert Glasper was there with his experiment group, and they had a great performance as well. They were on simultaneously with Wayne Shorter, so I caught part of Robert Glasper and then ran over to see the end of Wayne Shorter's set. But I want to play something from Robert Glasper, and this is Cherish the Day from his latest release, Black Radio.
Cherish the day, won't go astray, won't be afraid, won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I move, and I breathe your air.
rescue me. This is my prayer.
Robert Glasper from Black Radio, his latest release, but he has a new one coming out very soon, perhaps in October. So we're looking forward to hearing from Robert Glasper and The Experiment. But that one was from Black Radio, Cherish the Day with Layla Hathaway. At Newport, they did that performance, but of course, Layla was not there. I was actually hoping that somebody would come on, one of his usual guests, Bilal or someone, but no, it was just the four of them. It was the four of them as is on this album, actually. Robert Glasper on piano, Chris Daddy Dave on drums, Derek Hodge on bass, and Casey Benjamin playing, he's playing saxophone, vocoder, vocals, and all kinds of electronic effects. And he was really layering on in a beautiful way electronic effects during their set, which made it very sonically interesting for sure. Great performance by Robert Glasper over at the Newport Jazz Festival. One of the thrills was to see Chick Corea at the Newport Jazz Fest on Sunday. with his new group called The Vigil. And he had a sound that kind of harkened back to the Chick Corea Electric Band or the second Return to Forever Band. But some brand new compositions by Chick Corea, very good compositions. I think it was more focused on Chick's writing and arranging than the usual pyrotechnics that you see from jazz rock fusion bands. So it was very fusion-y. He did kind of go back and kind of do a straight-ahead thing here and there, but it definitely had a modern fusion-type sound to it. And Chick Corea has a brand new album out. I think it was just released this week, actually, and it's called The Vigil, and that's the name of his group. We're going to hear something from that right now. This is a track called Legacy. right, in the background, you're listening to Chick Corea and The Vigil. And that's Chick Corea on piano and synthesizers, an electric piano, Fender Rhodes, and so forth. Tim Garland on sax, Hadrian Farad on bass, Marcus Gilmore on drums, and Charles Altura on guitar. Right, we're running a little low on time here, so I wanted to get one more track in. We're doing a recap of Newport Jazz Festival. So Chick Corea did a great performance there with his new group, Vigil. Let's see, coming up next, Gregory Porter. I hadn't really heard Gregory Porter, but I've seen a lot written about him lately. So I was anxious to see him over at Newport Jazz Festival. And we're going to finish up tonight's show with Gregory Porter from his latest album called Be Good. And we're going to hear a track called On My Way to Harlem. And that'll do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned. Coming up next is J. Period and Unprogrammed Minds. Thanks, folks.
Found out on my way to Harlem. Ellington, you don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by my daddy's horn. Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by the jazz man's horn. Oh, I found out on my way through Harlem. Langston Hughes, he don't live round here. He moved away one day from his way here in Harlem. I know that Marvin Gaye used to play right here. Somebody say you can't keep me away from where I was born. Thank you.
I found out on my way to Harlem. Ellington, he don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, away from Harlem. I can hear his echoes clear. Oh, now you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by my daddy's horn. Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by the sound. Marvin Gaye, he used to play "What's Going On" right over there. I sure could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. There goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train through Harlem. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train.